Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Hi everyone, thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen of Liverpool. We are doing something a bit special today. It's fashion related, just because this podcast made it to number one in the fashion and beauty podcast charts on iTunes. Whoop whoop, thank you so much for that. So it's only right that we focus on fashion. So I've been looking around on Instagram. Now Yasmin is working at Vincentius, I think that's how I pronounce it, on Dale Street in our city centre, and her outfits are just stunning. So we got chatting, she's a really interesting girl, and I think you're really going to enjoy hearing her story, how she came to do what she does, where she's travelled across the world. So everything you need to know about fashion here in Liverpool, who inspires her, and you know, just chatting about our fashion icons who we love. For me, Colleen Rooney, all day long. Love her style. One of my favourite ladies of Liverpool as well. So if you want to get involved and tell us yours, you can just find us on Facebook and Instagram, or just sit back, pour yourself a nice glass of wine and enjoy this week's podcast.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
So I don't ever say I know anything about fashion, because I don't. I know what I like and I know what I don't like. So I've got an expert here. We've got Yasmin, who works at, let me try and pronounce it, Vincentius. Oh.
You'll remember it though.
I will after this podcast. So it's named after someone called Vincent.
It is. One of the owners, his little boy is Vincent. So they put together the name Vincent, and Vincentius in Latin and Roman, I believe, is to conquer.
And you're doing just that at the moment.
We are. We're definitely on our way.
So you're brand new. It was a man's dress shop.
It was.
A dress shop, suit shop.
Well, suit, yeah. They started off as tailoring. And what it was is one of the owners, it's two brothers who own it. It came about from a personal experience. He was looking for a bespoke suit for his wedding, but put together with a really friendly service. And he just couldn't find it in Liverpool. So they decided to start something up themselves. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this experience where people don't come in and feel awkward. They can use, we've got a beautiful bar area, a showroom where they can choose the fabrics.
A bar as in you can get a gin and tonic?
You can, but I can't on my lunch.
Oh, yeah. What a job.
I'm working on it. And it's just a really nice environment for people to come in, and a friendly atmosphere. It's not too over the top, or you know, a lot of people feel intimidated when they go into these bespoke showrooms and stuff. So yeah. I think what they're doing there is just, you know, it's working really well.
Lovely. So how did it come about that this suit shop then became somewhere that every lady in Liverpool needs to know about?
Well, I was LinkedIn stalking, and I was following Vincentius on LinkedIn, and one of the owners. And I like to follow Liverpool brands anyway, and I'm always curious about what they're doing, especially brands that are a bit more exclusive or premium, because I think myself, I'm certainly fed up with this throwaway fashion. You know, mm-hmm. You buy something online, it turns up and it's a sack, and I'm always interested in what people in Liverpool are doing in small businesses. So I followed them, and I saw one day they were looking for some staff, and I knew it wasn't applicable to me and my experience, but I thought, I'm going to message them anyway.
Yeah.
And I said, listen, I know what you're advertising for isn't what I can offer, but this is what I do. I'm a women's wear designer. I can set a brand up if you're ever interested. I'd love to chat. And they messaged me back and said, you know, definitely, you know, we're almost ignoring 50% of our potential female customer base if we don't, you know, offer these products.
So I went stuff
in.
Like this, you know, where
just off the cuff,
you just take a risk. Yeah. Sometimes you just need to speak up,
yeah,
or be the person to actually approach someone,
yeah,
if you want to work with them or you want to take your career into a different direction. A lot of the time,
no one's
going to come knocking,
no,
are they?
Won't.
It's like these famous actors, and you see they're not getting any jobs, so they just write themselves a play, and it's a huge success. So
yeah,
so you came out of what you were used to, which was Eighth Sign.
Yeah, I had a women's wear brand for 5 years previously that was occasion wear. So I've had a lot of experience with, you know, starting a brand up, getting suppliers, working with stylists, creating a collection, fabric. So I thought, well, I can do it again for someone else.
Of course.
And that was the beauty, that hopefully I will come in and, you know, fast track a brand that, you know, businesses can take years to start up, especially a clothing brand. So, you know, with everything in place, we've been able to fast track the startup side of it. And, you know, we've had our first collections just landed. We've had it on pre-order for a couple of weeks. Stocks just arrived this week. And we just packed up a load of orders to go off. So yeah, we've done it within a few months, which is a really great achievement.
It looks like you're flying at the moment. You put a picture up of all the things you were sending out the other day, and I thought,
yeah.
For a new business, you know, you look like the demand is high, it seems. And I'm not surprised, because the prices, you would think, you know, to with a name like that,
yes,
and coming from a bespoke, you know, tailoring shop, you almost click onto the website I did and you think, oh, this
what's
is going to
be,
it's going to be way out of my price range. Yeah. So it's safe to say it's not.
It's not. And I think what a lot of people don't understand, and this is like a really boring bit, Leanne.
No, go on, bore us.
Is a lot of brands or companies, they wholesale. So if you have to wholesale your garment to, say, ASOS or a third party, if you like, mm-hmm. you've got to incorporate a markup. So say, your goods cost X amount from the factory, you have to give a wholesale price, and then the people who are wholesaling your product then want a 2.7 or a 2.5 or a 3 markup on that price.
Yeah.
So because we're not wholesaling, we're selling direct to our customer, we can give them the best price. And especially as a new brand, it's important to we just want to get the product out there so people can open the parcel and go, oh my God, this dress it's fully lined, it's got bust cups, you know, I've brought a few pieces in for you today, and I know you'll be surprised at the quality.
Yeah, I love it. So what would you say was the inspiration behind these gorgeous designs that we're starting to see now?
When I first went in to meet the guys at the showroom, I was taken back by the quality and the suits, and I thought, well, if we're going to do a brand, it needs to be soft tailoring, it needs mm-hmm. to fit in with what these guys have already been doing, almost like an edgier take on Reese, if you like.
Yes.
So the collection embodies, you know, blazers, tailored dresses, lots of like contemporary shapes, mm-hmm. so really feminine but kind of like power dressing and things as well. So that's where the inspirations come from, just in line with what the guys have been doing, but we're just, you know, with it being for the ladies, we can definitely be a bit more exciting and a bit, you know, push the boundaries more.
Yeah, the gorgeous. I was in love when I started looking, so thanks for coming on and talking to us.
Ladies of Liverpool.
So Yasmin, all things fashion then. First of all, if you could dress any celebrity, anyone at all, you could get your mitts on them and design something for them, who would it be?
Victoria Beckham.
Just like that.
But she's got that covered.
She's sort of got it going on, hasn't she? She's got her own thing going on. But you would, if you had a moment where you could pick anyone, why would it be Victoria Beckham?
I think she's effortless and she's chic and she's understated. I love how things are paired back. She can put flares on in a blouse and she just looks immaculate.
Yeah, all the time,
all the
doesn't
time.
She?
School, run, the gym, anything.
Yeah, she really does. Is there anyone locally, like any Liverpool ladies, that you sort of think they'd look good in my designs?
Well, we have been really lucky to work with a couple of Liverpool ladies. So we've got a connection with Amanda Harrington.
Yes.
She's been wearing a couple of our pieces and she looks absolutely incredible.
She had the cream little blazer suit
on. She had
our
military ivory suit, which has just arrived. And, you know, as soon as people see it on her, straight away everyone's messaging, can I get this suit? Have you got it in? How much is it? So I think people react better to something that they can connect with more, like a local face, you know, rather than maybe someone in America who's mm-hmm. got 10 million followers. You definitely have that girl next door.
Yes.
Kind of think it works a lot better.
And you think, like, I think Liverpool, we have our own style.
Oh, yeah.
Way before Towie and stuff, we were walking around with our rollers in our hair. We had the big bouncy blow.
Yeah.
The minute any wag anywhere across the world started getting hair extensions, Liverpool was the place where people came from all over the country to come and get the hair extensions.
Yeah.
If there's a trend, we'll go for it like 1,000,000%, but make it our own.
Oh, definitely.
Do you agree Liverpool has its own style?
Oh, I do, and I absolutely love it, and I feel like I notice it more. I've lived abroad or lived away in the past, and I come home and I think, oh my God, these girls, they look amazing, and why not make the most of it? Why not dress up and put your makeup on and, you know, make an effort? We're in year once, aren't we? And I think credit to them, everyone looks gorgeous. I love being a Liverpool girl.
It's true. So I imagine once now people start buying your pieces and they're tagging you in on Instagram, you're just gonna have like this free catalogue of gorgeous pictures. Because another thing about the Scouse girls, they know how to put a picture on Instagram.
Oh, they do. They make it look pro, don't they?
Got
people started to tag us. I've noticed a lot of the orders when they come through, you know, we can look on the system and see they are Liverpool girls and they're definitely connecting with the product, and that's lovely. It's a really proud moment when we see that. And and then it gets, you know, it's a snowball effect then, and then it grows. I know we've got someone really big from Towie's posting tonight. She's taking some pieces on holiday, and someone else from Towie on Friday. And then in particular, I don't know if you've seen Jess Flanagan, one of the bloggers that's been posting.
Yes.
I adore her. My friends, we all follow her. We absolutely worship her style and what she does. Mm-hmm. You know, she's been wearing Vincentius a few times as well. So, it's just about connecting with people locally, and then it snowballs from there.
Yeah. So when you think of fashion and you look back at yourself,
oh God,
over the years,
do I have to?
We've all had those moments, haven't we?
Yeah.
Where you look back on a photograph.
Oh, mine are last year.
And you're like, what was I thinking? Is there an outfit that you look back on now and you think, what possessed me to either purchase and...
How far back do you want me to go?
As far as you want. Is that, I think we've all got that one outfit, whether it's going back to the rah-rah skirt and Fergie bow thing that we all tended to love years ago, or...
Yeah, I remember distinctively remember this horrendous Minnie Mouse dress that was down to my knees, and I was curvier, shall we say, when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I insisted on putting this ridiculously tight bum bag on as well. And I can remember my mum being really subtle and being like, I don't think you need the bum bag, but I was insisting. I'd have done myself a favour if I'd have gone without the bum bag. But fair dues, they've come back. But yeah, I can remember that like it was yesterday.
And is there an outfit, again, I think we can all do this, an outfit that you look back at and you think, oh, I'd love to wear that again?
Wedding dress.
Oh, of course.
I do the check every year, check it still fits.
Do you?
I go missing in the loft and I put a squeeze into it, yeah.
I've got mine boxed up, all sealed, vacuum sealed.
Yeah.
And I say every time I have a drink with the girls, I say, we should do an event.
Yes.
Where we all turn up in our wedding dresses.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we pay so much for them.
One day.
Yeah, and never get to wear them again. Clubbing outfit, go. What would you look back at and go, okay, what was my worst clubbing outfit I've ever worn?
Clubbing outfit.
Did you go for Lycra when the whole Lycra thing was in?
Oh, no. I think that's still to come. I don't know. I can remember myself going out with like denim, thinking I was really cool, but I just wasn't. I look awful. Like denim skirts and little t-shirts with slogans on them, which, yes, if girls wear them now, they look great. But no, I just didn't.
But
I didn't
those
quite pull it off.
Belts. Do you remember those chain belts?
Yeah, I did have a chain belt. I did. And I remember having the one that was like, a boho belt with like discs on it.
Yes.
And I remember I got stopped in Liverpool and someone in the Echo took a picture and I was made up with myself.
See,
you know, when to do the fashion finder thing, yes, in the Echo. That was many years
Yasmin
ago.
Yasmin's setting trends in the day. Always been her destiny, and now she's making stuff for you.
Ladies of Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
Yasmin, it's safe to say lots of ladies in Liverpool are into the fashion. And it's going to be interesting, I think, for us to hear how you got into the business you're in. So did it start at a young age? Did you train to do what you do?
After school, art was always my strongest subject. Mm-hmm. I was never particularly into maths and English and things, but I absolutely adored any single art and textiles class. I went on to Liverpool Community College. I did an art foundation course, and then I went on and did a degree. I went to Liverpool and I did fashion and textiles for 3 years. And then I was really, well, lucky. Well, not just lucky. I worked hard, but I got a scholarship to do my master's in Milan in Italy. So, yeah.
What?
So I left the sparkling lights of Liverpool,
yeah,
and went to go and live in Milan for a year, and I did my MA over there, which was amazing. I mean,
love
it's
Milan.
Everything over there. They're just so fashion focused, so design focused.
Yeah.
So I had a year there and we were able to do some incredible projects, and we worked with brands like Versace, Frankie Morello, and it was an unbelievable eye opener. And I think my hunger for fashion kind of just grew, you know.
You've
being
paid
in Milan.
Your dues there, haven't you?
I have, you know, thanks to my mum and dad, you always supported me and helped me. Mm. I wouldn't be where I am if it wasn't for them.
No.
And then I came back to Liverpool because I met the love of my life. And
a
I
Scouser?
Married him. No, he's a southerner, but okay. he's starting to get a bit of a Scouse twang now, so he's a fake Scouser.
So where did you meet him? In Milan?
No, I met him through my best friend, actually. She set me up on a date. Mm. And I had a job lined up. I was going to stay and live in Italy, and then I'd met him and I thought, I'll give him a go, I'll come back. And luckily it worked out because we're married and we've got kids now. And then I got my first job in Liverpool, which was for a company called Rare. So I was there and I went from junior designer to head of designer in 5 years there.
Wow.
Then went to a company in Manchester and a wear company, and then when, you know, we start having children and things start to change a little, mm-hmm, bit. So I went freelance for a couple of years, but I worked with Topshop and lots of really interesting brands. So, you know, it just kind of, you know, snowballs your knowledge and,
yeah,
and things like that. Meet a lot of people, you know. Fashion's all about networking and connections and who you know. And so, yeah, that just kind of give me the confidence then to start my own business.
That's what every industry is about, isn't it? Just having the confidence and the self-belief.
It really is.
And you know, I'm a big believer in that, you know, there's always someone doing your dream job,
yeah,
who's underqualified in comparison to you, but they've just got that drive and that self-confidence. And sometimes that can make up for other things that you might lack. If you believe in yourself and you've got passion to do something. If someone's listening now and they'd love to go into your line of work,
yes,
would you have any tips for them?
I think internships.
Young or old?
And it's not even necessarily, you know, if you've been to university, but you don't want to, but you didn't do fashion and you think, oh, wish I had, you know, don't let that stop you. I think for me, say a senior point at my career, if you like, I wouldn't hire someone just because they had a a bachelor's of fashion or a BA or whatever, I'd hire someone who had the experience, someone who's been hands-on. So if you've never done fashion in your life, you think, I'm going to go and do 6 months at a Liverpool company or styling in a boutique. You know, it's people who show commitment and interest, and people who think outside the box, that always really interests me as well. So if you haven't done fashion, but it's something you wish you had, please don't let that stop you. Just go and do an internship, work experience, work for free. People are always, you know, looking for, you know, free help. And it's a great insight to see if you even want that career.
Yeah.
Because sometimes just studying isn't enough. You can study for 3 years, but then once you're in that office and you think, oh, it's not what I thought, or, you know.
I think lots do that, don't they? I speak to lots of women who think they wanted to do one thing as a career, and after a couple of years,
but
like you say,
it's very different.
It's totally different, and they need something else. And never wait too long, you know, to chase your dream. You
can... And it's never too late as well. I can remember being on my MA, and there was women in the 40s, 50s, and, you know, from all over the world. You know, it doesn't make you any better or any worse, you know.
There's no age on fashion, is there?
No, not at all. Gosh, no. Not at all.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Yasmin, just in case we were ever thinking of going out and buying something that wasn't made by you.
Yes.
What's your big fashion no-no at the minute? Is there something doing the rounds and you just think, I know everyone's doing it, but in your opinion, it's probably not the best.
Do you know what? I have seen a couple of things and I think, oh, it's ridiculous. I don't know if you've seen visor jackets. I've seen a couple of girls wearing, they look like street, like builders wear, you know, this kind of reflective fashion.
I saw something online,
Yeah, it was in the papers as well.
That's
like,
it.
Is this for real? Yeah.
So they're like reflective builders, jackets.
I've seen a couple of people in them, and I saw an article in the newspaper because it was a bit of a, you know, a shocker.
Yeah. I haven't seen anyone in real life with them.
I
believe Ibiza's going to be filled with...
Oh, God. I don't think we'll be doing it at Vincenti's, put it that way.
Reflective jackets are a no-no
for
when
me.
It comes to Yasmin's idea. Is there something that you make at the moment that is your, you know, like your favourite piece? I know all of your pieces you're going to love.
Oh, yeah.
But there must be one that you go,
yeah, there is.
I can't believe I came up with that. Every time I look at it, I think, oh, that's gorgeous.
At the moment, one of the dresses in the Vincenti's collection, it's a black and white tuxedo blazer dress.
Seen it.
Oh, yeah. It's premium white, beautiful, soft woven fabric with a contrast black collar and a black sash. And I love it because I feel like you can wear it different ways. So you could wear it on a night out with really high shoe boots or, you know, strappy stiletto night out. But I'd also wear that for work with black flares or a tailored trouser. So I like pieces that can lend themselves, you know, to different occasions. And they're not just one wear and then they're back in the wardrobe.
Well, I think the younger ones listening to the podcast now, they probably don't think the way I would think. But I'm exactly like you. I buy something now and I'll be looking and go, shall I buy that? Shall I buy that? I'll buy that because I'll wear it again.
Put it on with your black skinny jeans. So you feel quite clever with yourself then.
You
think,
do.
Oh, yeah, I'm styling it up and, you know.
Yeah, you're getting your money's worth.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, we've got a lovely beige blazer dress that Jess Flanagan wore as well. I think we're one of the... Howie Celebrities is going to wear that this week. And I think that's another one. I'd put that on with flares again. You know, and straight away you've got a, you know, workwear to nightwear. So I like pieces that lend themselves and you can get your money's worth.
Definitely, yeah. We agree with that one. So in Liverpool then, your style icons at the moment, going right across the years. So you've got your Cilla Blacks, you've got your Beatles, you've got some of your big names. You've got Sonia from County Road, who loved a puffball skirt and something with big shoulder pads in. Is there anyone that you look back at over the years that you admire for their fashion?
I think, without doubt, it would have to be Jodie Comer. Now, she's a Liverpool girl. You might know her from Killing Eve.
Just dream girl, isn't she?
She's perfect. She's perfection. She's beautiful. She's classy. And her styling's amazing. And in particular, when she's Villanelle in Killing Eve, my friends were all on the WhatsApp group going, that pink dress in Paris. She's incredible.
It's crazy when
she's
you
the
watch
new Carrie
something.
Bradshaw.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you watch something and you're sort of sidetracked from the plot because you're looking
at
the clothes.
I'm too busy thinking, where's that from?
It's like Riviera. I don't know if you're watching Riviera.
I'm not, but I've heard of it.
And I've stopped watching what's actually going on in the show. And I'm constantly just going, Julia Stiles. Oh, that dress is amazing. Look at those shoes. Look at that handbag. And it almost overtakes from the programme.
Yes.
If you're into your fashion. You know, you'd be sidetracked just by how gorgeous some of the characters are actually dressed.
There is an Instagram page, Villanelle Fashion, which me and all the girls love. And you can go on and you can get the look. If you're inspired by one of the outfits that she's wearing in Killing Eve, you can just pop on and it'll tell you who the designer is or get the look or how much it was. Like, for example, there was a kimono in one of the scenes and it tells you that it's $900 at gogetthelist.com. Oh. So, you know, if you're taking it that far, isn't it? It is, but you can get the look. Yeah.
So you can screenshot that and maybe send it to someone you know who's good with a needle and thread and be like, look, I haven't got $900, but it's
£9. Do your best.
Exactly. That's one of the great things about Instagram, isn't it? Where you can
Instagram's everything, and especially at Vincentius. You know, we see like most of the sales online come from social media. I'm blown away at how big it's become. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people just, you know, don't go into town shopping anymore.
No.
Everything's online. It's so easy. And you see a blogger, you click the button, you swipe through, and it takes you straight to the checkout.
Yes.
It's scary how fast things have developed.
It is. It's very handy. But I have got a couple of pieces now, haven't I?
I have. I can't wait to see you in them.
Kindly given me a few little pieces to try on. So find me on Instagram. I'm sure you already have. Say hello. And I'll be putting up some links so you can just go direct and shop yourself to some gorgeous things. I'm hosting something next week.
Amazing.
So I think everyone is hosting an event next week.
Apart from you.
And I seem to be hosting people's events that they're hosting. So I'll be out and about loads next week. I'll be showing off some of my favourite pieces from you. So thank you very much. Oh,
thank you.
And if you want to buy them yourself, just click those links. Just find me, Leanne Campbell Power, on Instagram. And make sure you're following Ladies of Liverpool too. And of course, where do we find you?
You can find Vincentius. We're at Queen Avenue, 9 Queen Avenue, just off Dale Street, next to the Moose Cafe. And also, if you head over to our Instagram, Vincentius BE, we have got a competition on at the moment that ends Friday. And if you go onto the page and click the link, you can win the entire collection.
Stop
every
it!
Every single style. So it's definitely worth entering because we'll fill your wardrobe.
If one of my listeners don't win that, I'll be furious.
Yeah.
So gang, what are you waiting for? Go and take a little chance and try and win all of that. Give us your thoughts on the podcast as well, and do follow and share. Thank you very much. Thanks, Jasmine.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes store.
Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via
ladiesofliverpool.com.